The race between Toad and Donkey. One day, Master King decided to have a race, and he would give a big prize to whoever won. Both Toad and Donkey decided to enter, but Toad got Donkey angry with all his boasting about how he'd win. Now the race was to be for 20 miles. So when Donkey looked at Toad, he wondered out loud how any animal so small and powerless could hope to keep up with him. "I have very long legs, you know, as well as long ears and tail. Just measure out legs and you'll see why you can't possibly hope to win this race." But Toad was stubborn, and he was smart too, and he said that he was going to win the race. That just got Donkey more vexed. So Donkey told the king that he was ready to start, but the king said that he had to make the rules first. At each mile, every racer had to sing out to indicate he had gotten that far, for the king wanted to know what was happening in the race, you know. Now Toad is a smart little fellow, and he said to the king that he needed a little time to take care of business, so would he let him have a day or two? And the king said to the two of them,
"You must come here first thing tomorrow."
Donkey objected, for he knew that Toad was a very trickifying creature, but the king wouldn't listen. Now the Toad had 20 children, and they all looked exactly alike. And while Donkey was sleeping, Toad took his 20 children along the racing ground, and at every milepost, Toad left one of them. He told them that they must listen for Mr. Donkey, and whenever they heard him cry out, they should do so too. And Toad hid one of his children there behind each of those mileposts. So the race began the next day. Donkey looked around, and he was so sure in his heart that he was going to beat Toad that he sucked his teeth to show everyone there how little he thought of Toad.
"That little bit of a fellow Toad can't keep up with me. I'll even have a little time to eat some grass along the way."
So he went just a little way down the road and stopped and ate some grass. He poked his head through the fence where he saw some good-looking sweet potato tops and had a taste of some gungo peas. He took more than an hour to get to the first milepost. And as he got there, he bawled out,
"Ha ha, I'm better than Toad!"
And the first child heard this, and he called, like all toads do, "Jinko ro ro, jinko kok kok." The sound really surprised Donkey, who of course thought he had gotten there first. Then he thought,
"I delayed too long eating that grass. I must run quicker this next mile."
So he set off with greater speed, this time stopping only for a minute to drink some water along the way. And as he got to the next, he bawled out,
"Ha ha ha, I'm better than Toad."
And then the second child called out, "Jinko ro ro, jinko kok kok." And Donkey said, "Lord, Toad can really move for sure. Never mind, there are a lot more miles." So he started, and when he reached the third milepost, he bawled,
"Ha ha ha, I'm better than Toad."
And the third child sang, "Jinko ro ro, jinko kok kok." Now the jackass got very angry when he heard Toad answer him, and he started to smash the Toad, but Toad, being a little fellow, hid himself in the grass. Donkey was then determined to get to the next milepost before Toad, and he took his tail and switched it like a horsewhip, and he began to gallop, and he got to the fourth milepost, and he bawled,
"Ha ha ha, I'm better than Toad."
And out came the answer from the fourth child. When he heard that, he stood there and began to tremble, and he said,
"My goodness, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to run so fast, I really kicked that hard, hard dirt."
And he galloped off faster than he ever had before until he reached the fifth milepost. And now he was very tired and out of breath. He just barely had enough wind to bawl,
"Ha, ha, ha, I'm better than Toad."
And then he heard,
"Jinko ro ro, jinko kok kok." This time he was really angry, and he raced on harder than ever.
But at each milepost, he bawled out the same thing, and at each he heard the same answer. And Donkey got so sad in his mind that he just gave up after a while, and because he knew he had lost that race. So, through Toad's smartness, Donkey can never be a racer again. Jack Mandora me no choose one.